little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I wonder whether it might be better to spend maybe half an hour sort of coming back out and thinking about this whole collective area, because I think that, in a sense, ever since Balint, everyone know who Balint was, okay? So Balint was a psychiatrist who had interested in psychotherapy and worked very closely with some GPs in London in the 1950s, 60s. He brought an understanding to the sort of early years of the Royal College around really the fact that up until then, the idea had been that the patient was was essentially something to be, or a thing to be taken history from, to be examined, and to be managed or given guidance or treatment. And the idea that the doctor or health worker was in the room and was influencing what happened in the room was not on the cards. It was essentially the belief that this was a scientific endeavor and that what we needed to do was examine the patient, history, examination, arrival at a conclusion, and then, pronouncement. And what Balint did was say, well, actually, all your stuff is in the room. And not only you, but all the stuff you bring. So immediately I enter, or a patient enters my space, which is what happens in British general practice, how I do my room, how I look, how I speak, what my name is, all of that stuff and myriads more is in the room at the same time as the patient and all of their things, how they look, how they dress, how they, where they come from, what their experiences are. So the idea was that this is a much more complex interaction. It's not a clinical thing. And both players are influencing what's going on. And this is particularly important in personality disorder. I think the other sort of very big preamble is that we are afflicted, and we'll get to this when we talk about persistent physical symptoms, we're afflicted by the language we have to describe the experiences. And this is an affliction we share with our patients, that people come with a split language about minds and bodies, about their mental health and their physical health. And this turns out to be very unhelpful, because no one comes with just physical symptoms. You can't have, because you've come, those physical symptoms have interface with your mind to the extent that you have decided that you want to come to see a doctor and have navigated your way to see you. So you've been having thoughts about your body all of that time. And of course, those thoughts influence the way your body behaves, and your body's behavior influences your thoughts. So the idea that you can separate these things into physical symptoms and mental symptoms is just madness. It's a nonsense. But it's a nonsense that is riven through the system. Structurally, we have mental health trusts completely separate from physical health trusts. We have, psychologists in one silo. We have, surgeons in another, pretending that they're doing something that involves different bits, whereas obviously they're doing things with people who bring all of that and all the other messiness that is part of being a human being, their beliefs, their background. Why is ice drummed into you? Because you can't understand health-seeking behavior or actually anything without also understanding something about what it means. So that's the kind of background to all of this.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.